Today, February 22nd, is a great feast day in the Catholic Church, the feast day of the Chair of St. Peter. The Church here is not referring to a physical chair, but to the seat of authority by which Christ gave Peter to lead the Church. We know that a cathedral, the word cathedral comes from the word cathedra, which means the chair, because that's where the bishop's chair is in the cathedral. That's where the bishop presides over sacred liturgies, where he teaches from. If you go to St. Peter's in Rome, in the Vatican, behind the beautiful baldacchino over the main altar, up on the wall underneath the beautiful stained glass window of the dove, the Holy Spirit, is a large chair, and that represents the authority that Christ gave the papacy, primarily St. Peter. And then it was passed on to the successors, 265 popes, from St. Peter to Pope Benedict. You can look it up in any encyclopedia to see every single pope, from Benedict all the way back to Peter, the first pope. Peter's original name was Simon, which translates as a reed, something that can bend, something that's very changeable. And Jesus changed his name from Simon to Peter, to Petros, to Kepha in Aramaic. Remember, Jesus spoke Aramaic. He didn't speak Greek. In Greek, there is a difference between Petros and Petra. But in the Aramaic that Jesus spoke, he said, "You are Kepha, and upon Kepha I will build my church." So there's no confusion in the language that Jesus spoke, that Peter was to be the rock upon which Christ would build his church. He spoke Aramaic, and he said, "You are Kepha, and upon this Kepha I will build my church." Why did Jesus choose Peter? He was certainly, you know, the most, let's say, least likely to be chosen to be the Pope. Well, it was because God the Father chose him and revealed to Simon that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God. In today's Gospel, you know, we see Jesus taking the apostles to Caesarea Philippi, where this huge rock formation had been there for since the beginning of time. And upon that rock formation, the pagans had built a temple to the gods. And on this rock formation, this is where, at the base of it, was this huge chasm known as the Gates of Hell. So this is where Jesus took Peter and the apostles. And he said, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" And all the crowds got it wrong. The crowd got it wrong. Some say John the Baptist, some said Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets. So the crowd got it wrong. Jesus turns to the apostles and said, "Who do you say that I am?" There was silence. And then God the Father inspired and revealed to one man an infallible truth. And Simon Peter spoke up and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." See, Peter could not have figured that out on his own. It had to be revealed by the Heavenly Father. And then, of course, our Lord said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah." He uses his formal name. "For flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. It was my Heavenly Father." So it was revealed that Peter would be the first pope. Simon would be the first pope. And then he changes his name. "And so I say to you, you are Peter, you are Kepha, and upon Kepha I will build my church." Just as in the backdrop, the pagan temple was built upon this huge rock formation in Caesarea Philippi, so now Jesus would build his church, singular, not churches. Christ only has one bride, and that is the Catholic Church. And he says, "I will build my church, singular, and the gates of the netherworld, the gates of hell, shall not prevail against it." This means that the church will never fall into error on issues of faith and morals. It doesn't mean that every member of the church will be holy, or even that all the popes will be holy. It means that the church can never be destroyed. The church will never teach error on issues of faith and morals. The church will always teach the truth. The Holy Spirit will protect the church from falling into error. Then he says something very interesting. He then turns to Peter again and says, I give you, singular, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So when you give somebody your keys, you're giving them authority. If you give somebody the keys to your car to drive, the keys to your house to come in and bring in the mail, you're giving them authority. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's no small thing. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Imagine that. And he said, you singular, Peter, whatever you bind on earth, we will hold it bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, we will hold it loosed in heaven. Incredible authority. That's what we celebrate today on this feast day of the chair of St. Peter. The authority given by Christ to St. Peter and the successors. So we are very blessed that the Lord did not leave us orphans. Jesus is the head of the church, but he gives us a visible head, a chief shepherd that we call the Pope. So we're very blessed as Catholics not to be sheep without a shepherd. For the last 2,000 years, we have had shepherds leading the church, even though, because most of them have been saints, a few of them have not been, but even they never taught error on issues of faith and morals. So the Holy Spirit always protected them with this special gift of papal infallibility, never to teach error on these issues of faith and morals. That's what we celebrate today. The chair of St. Peter, the authority that Christ gave our first pope and all subsequent popes not to lead the church into error. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Peter. You can venerate it after Mass. The intercession of our first Pope, St. Peter the Apostle. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.